for children, it's really important to be in a safe and familiar environment. And the safest and the most familiar environment for any child is a school.
Anastasia Konovalov is teaching English to 4, 5, and 6-year-olds in Bucharest, Romania. Just over a month ago, she was the head teacher of the Ostrovac Primary School in Odessa, Ukraine. But when Russia began its invasion, she decided to leave.
I have a child, and I wasn't thinking about anything but my child.
But that changed when she arrived in Romania.
We came 3 weeks ago, and it was still a horrible mess at the border. So they weren't thinking about education, obviously. But we were. And I think subconsciously we already knew we were opening a school because we brought math books. I brought one sweater and a big box of math books.
After arriving in Bucharest, Anastasia helped evacuate 40 other people from Odessa by bus. There were plenty of kids who needed to go to school, but nowhere to meet. She started looking for help and wound up at the train station, which has become a main hub for refugee assistance, with translators and resources for those fleeing Ukraine.
And we said, we're teachers, we can teach. And they said, yeah, but it's not our priority. And then it was a very hard time for us. We weren't stable mentally. So at some point I started to yell at the station that there are a lot of children here which need our help and we can teach, just give us space. And a random guy from the train station said, okay, stop yelling and scaring people. You see, here is the post from our major, and he wrote that there will be 2 centers for Ukrainian refugees organized, and you should go there and, you know, go away. By the evening, the big center for children with a lot of toys and furniture and everything was organized with the help of volunteers, just random people. And we came there and we started. It wasn't meant to be school. And there were only 5 children at day 1, 12 at day 2, 47 at day 3. And that's when the center was too small for us.
So Anastasia struck up a partnership with a Romanian high school. After the high schoolers go home for the day begins for Anastasia students.
We come from 3 till 6, and we teach 3 lessons every day, not PE, not art, because we're not artistic people, but basic program, core subjects, Ukrainian, math, science, English.
Spread out through 8 classrooms, there are 227 students. 600 more are on a waiting list.
We have 35 students in each class. In 32 chairs in each class. But so far, there was no day when everybody showed up. So when this happens, it's going to be a lot of fun.
The classroom we visit is spacious and bright with high ceilings, with a handful of decorations in blue and yellow, the national colors of Ukraine. Desks are lined up in rows and kids squirm in their seats, some working on coloring their worksheets, others vying for the teacher's attention. Turquoise backpacks donated by UNICEF are sitting on the floor and hanging on the backs of chairs.
We teach the English every day because the huge problem which Ukrainians are facing everywhere is the language barrier.
Fast and slow. Fast, 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 fast. Slow.
Some countries are more prepared for students who don't know the language. But Romania didn't have that many students without knowing the language, so they have no idea how to teach Romanian as an ESL. The government, the Ministry of Education is trying to do something with that. Hopefully, I mean, it's still better than we teach them Romanian, because we don't know it. The best scenario is that in September they'll go to Romanian schools knowing basic Romanian to survive and to understand what's going on.
Anastasia was one of the few people we spoke with who was willing to plan far into the future, a future that could include a life in Romania.
With the Ministry of Education, we're talking about a long-lasting plan of smooth integration of our children in the Romanian system of education. We're making plans for September because we're preparing for the worst and hope for the best. Because everybody told us there's going to be a war. Has anybody packed a suitcase? No. So now we're taught, if somebody tells you something, listen, prepare for the worst. Because now every time, every day we think, if only we did that, if only we did that, if only we did that. We didn't. Because who would believe in a full-scale war with our dear neighbor with whom we share so much?
going to the ghost hunt. We're going to the ghost hunt. We're gonna catch a big one. We're gonna catch a big one. What a beautiful day. We are not scared.
Until her students are integrated into the Romanian school system, Anastasia pays staff with donations. But they do the work even if they weren't getting any money, because they know how important stability is for all children, but especially these children, who had been sheltering from missiles in basements and train stations, then uprooted from their homes, and separated from their fathers, older brothers, uncles, and grandfathers. To Anastasia, the effects of the war are obvious.
There is a lot of hatred. Because for children it's all black and white, so what they see is, and you can see even adults, you see that there is a discrimination against Russians all over the world. And as a Ukrainian, I my Ukrainian heart supports it, but my brain understands that it's not right. But for children it's even worse, because they, okay, everything Russian is bad, and for them it's also a huge problem for some of them, because a lot of them are Russian speaking and they have this identity crisis now. Like, if I speak Russian, am I bad? Or they say, you speak Russian, you're bad.
Odessa, where so many of them are from, is a Russian-speaking city in Ukraine. Many of the students don't even know how to speak Ukrainian, so they can't speak Ukrainian. They don't know Romanian, and they feel ashamed to speak Russian.
We heard the news about Bucha at the weekends. We really didn't know how to come to school because we had children from Bucha. We didn't, like, know how to look in their eyes. Nobody slept for 2 days because, you know... You saw the pictures, and it's happening to your people. And we have some sessions now scheduled with the Romanian psychologists who speak Russian, so they will deal with the traumas, because a lot of people come from Bucha, Mariupol, Irpin, and they've gone through a lot. And nobody taught me what to say to a child who said, I slept for 3 weeks in a basement and we didn't have shower and we didn't have anything to eat. I don't know what to say. So I can hug, I can support, but there should be some professional support for these kids and for those mothers as well. School is helpful though, because for children it's easier, you know, it was bad but now it's good. For mothers, it's much more difficult. Everywhere in the world, the communities are organized around churches and around schools. That's why I wanted to become this center where women can come and they find support.
Yulia Vasilieva is one of those women. Her daughter went to Anastasia's school in Odessa and now attends classes in Bucharest every afternoon. Like many women we met in Romania, Vasilieva had to choose between the safety of her youngest child and the men in her family.
I have a son, 18 years. He stays in Odessa.
While her daughter studies, Vasilieva volunteers, assisting students in class zero.
4, 5, 6 years, baby children.
Yulia worked in an IT company back in Odessa. Helping at the school gives her something to look forward to every day. But Anastasia says many of the other Ukrainian mothers seem stuck. And on top of teaching children, she sometimes has to step in and help women with the transition to Romania.
You know, sometimes you just need a person who would say, okay, look at my eyes, go and look for a job. But still, there are too many women who are just frozen. Like, where do I get the free diapers? Oh, okay, here are the address. Where do I... here is the address. Yes, you have to pay for the bus. It's not free for Ukrainians. Yes, of course. Actually, how many calls I've got when we've had a conversation? So, so we can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because Ukraine is a very patriarchatic society. We are used to men deciding, and now where are our men? At home, most of them without jobs. So it's basically there will be a point where women will have to work and send money for the men to survive in Ukraine, if it's not over soon.
Where are the children? Are you behind the blackboard? No.
Another thing that every Ukrainian has at the moment, apart from dead people, is the feeling of guilt. If you leave the country, you're guilty because you left. If you don't leave, you're guilty because your children are in danger. If you fight, you're guilty because you're not dead like your comrades. If you, you know. So everybody feels guilty, and we are lucky we have something to do. But some people are just staring at the news day and day after day, and it just drives them crazy. So we're organizing a park cleaning activity soon when everybody will go and clean and return something to this wonderful society. Because also for our children, it's no good to receive presents every day. Some of them say, why do you need to go to school? You can get everything for free. And I say, no, this is not how the world works. That's why we're like, okay, we're going to clean the park.
And so they did. Anastasia Konovalov, students and their mothers, spent yesterday cleaning up one of Bucharest's parks, building community in their temporary home of Romania, waiting for the day they can go back to Ukraine or whatever comes next.